Galatians chapter 1. From Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and Lord of ours, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, in order to deliver us out of the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom may there be glory throughout the durations of the ages. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly switching from him who called you in the grace of Christ to another gospel, while there is no other, except that there are some who are troubling you and wishing to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach a gospel to you contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, and I say again now, if anyone preaches a gospel to you contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I aim to please men? Well, if I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. But I am making known to you, brothers, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through Jesus Christ's revelation. For you have heard of my previous manner of life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the church of God wantonly and ravage it, and how I progressed in Judaism beyond many contemporaries of my race, being exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son within me, in order that I should preach him among the Gentiles, I immediately made a point of not consulting with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to the apostles who were before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to acquaint myself with Peter, and I remained with him for 15 days. But I did not see any other of the apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now, with respect to what I am writing to you, look, I swear before God that I am not lying. Then I went to the districts of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown by sight to the churches of Judea which are in Christ, except that they kept hearing, he who persecuted us at one time is now preaching the faith which previously he ravaged. And they glorified God because of me.